been 3 weeks since the infection began. Know what I miss most? Dogs barking. Weird, right? There was this Shih Tzu who lived next door to me. He would yap, yap, yap. Morning, noon, and night. I'd fantasize about poisoning its food bowl. Now, give anything to hear its stupid bark. This is Sarah Bennett, coming to you live from LaRouche House. Still from LaRouche House. It's the first chance I've had to broadcast. Every station in the city went dead soon after the outbreak. But I managed to find a small ham radio left by Bernard Brill. Guess even serial killers need hobbies. Took another 2 weeks before I found batteries. And now, here I am, broadcasting on empty AM frequencies in clear violation of FCC rules. Hey FCC, find me if you can find me. Also, send help. For the moment, I'm safe. If I had to ride this madness out somewhere, I could do worse than LaRouche House. Not only do hurricane shutters keep out the rain, they're keeping the infected from noticing we're here. Turns out the safest place to hide is a haunted house where a dozen people were murdered. Aren't I a lucky girl? In a report I heard before the news went dark, locals referred to the infected as walkers. But I'm not sure that's appropriate. We've got reanimated corpses biting people and turning them into more reanimated corpses. I'd call them harbingers of the apocalypse. Bit of a mouthful, though, so walkers it is. We still don't know what caused this. All we know is that the only way to stop them is by destroying their heads. Something my new roommate is exceptionally good at. When Sebastian isn't saving me from a fate worse than death, he sits on the staircase, axe in hand, facing the door in case a walker makes an unexpected house call. He doesn't talk much. What I know is, he's a firefighter from Biloxi, who came to help with the hurricane recovery. Instead, he ran into hordes of them. But he's all I've got. I have no family to check in on, no friends to track down. Just me and the walker-killing firefighter from Biloxi. Yesterday, I tried roping Sebastian into a game of let's find Quentin LaRouche's hidden torture chamber. But he wasn't in the mood. Just waited in his usual spot. I didn't discover the chamber, but I did find a closet full of board games. Played Clue, all by myself. It was anticlimactic. Distractions like that help me forget how bad things really are. Emergency services are gone. No police, no fire, no rescue. And as for the military, while out on a supply run, Sebastian ran into a military convoy approaching some survivors. Men, women, a young girl who couldn't be older than 15. Sebastian said he'll never forget their looks of relief as the soldiers approached. Just as he'll never forget their screams as the soldiers opened fire. This is life through the looking glass. The military is killing everyone. Walker, human, they don't care. Anything to stop the infection. In just 3 weeks, the world devolved into twisted Darwinism. Damn it, I know we're better than this. The only thing I'm not skeptical about is human nature. Our city has rallied before. In times of disaster, the best in people shines through. I believe that now more than ever. But while we wait for the better angels of our nature, I'll keep broadcasting from LaRouche House. I mean, this is the apocalypse. Someone's got a report on it, right? Might as well be me. At least until we're rescued or we run out of food. For now, this is Sarah Bennett, signing off.